父神，我们感谢你把这一本宝贵的约伯记赐给我们。我们实在觉得这本书是我们所需要的，也是我们所不大容易明白的。我们求主在这几天用真理的圣灵来引导我们，让我们可以从这个话里面认识你的美意，了解苦难的奥秘，给我们有力量，知道怎样在这苦难的世界站立得稳，做一个刚强荣耀你的人。求主用你的话来造就我们。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。阿门。我们这次要用五堂的时间来查约伯记。共有42章。
Totally have 42 chapters.
实在是要很快的把它读过去。
We have to study it very quickly.
我不知道我们这里有多少人读过约伯记。
I don't know how many of you have already studied this book.
请举手一下。
Can you raise your hand, please?
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
并没有全部读过。
Not all of you have studied it.
那我盼望无论读过没有读过，在这一次我们来参加聚会的人都赶快的把它读一遍。
Whether you have studied or not, I hope this time we can study it all together.
这样我们讲的时候就比较容易一点。
So when we talk about this, it's easier for you to understand.
我们为了时间关系就用几句话把这本书的背景讲一讲。
For the matter of time, I only use a few words to give the general introduction.
可以说，在圣经66卷里面，约伯记最古老的一本书。
In the whole Bible, has 66 books. This is the old book.
是最古老的。
The oldest.
甚至可能说比摩西五经还要早。
Maybe is even older than the Pentateuch.
我们很清楚知道这本书是个犹太人写的。
We know this book is written by Jews.
因为是用很优美的希伯来文所写成。
He was written with the beautiful words of Hebrew.
在一方面，罗马书第二章那里告诉我们，神的圣言是交给犹太人。
In the second chapter of the book of Romans tells us that the word of God was given to the Jewish people.
所有的旧约圣经都是犹太人写。
The Old Testament was written by the Jewish people.
神结果选民把他自己用文字启示给世界上的人。
God chose the chosen people to inspire them to reveal himself to us.
为什么说它是很古老的呢？
Why we say that this is the old book?
因为我们知道在旧约的所有圣经里面都含着犹太人律法的背景。
Because in old testament, it all contains the background of the law.
就是说摩西五经是讲到这个律法颁布的经过。
For instance, five books of Moses talks about how the Lord was given to us.
也以后差不多每一卷旧约的圣经都讲到神的律法。
And in the other Old Testament books also tells us about the law of God.
唯独这个约伯记没有这个律法这一个字样的出现。
Only the book of Job never mentioned about the word of law.
也甚至于没有这个会幕的礼仪和献祭这等等的这个历史的记载。
Neither it mentioned about the tabernacles and ceremonies and the offerings.
这很明显的告诉我们是写在律法和会幕之前的时间。
So it tells us clearly that this book was written before the tabernacle was made up.
我们读第一章看见约伯他是个家长，他为他的儿女献祭。
In the first chapter, it tells us that Job was the head of the family, and he offered offerings to God.
他是个家长，他也是个祭司。
He was the head of the family, also he was a priest.
而不是一个立位人来做祭司。
He was not a Levite to be a priest.
什么时候是家长做祭司的呢？
你
看，在亚伯拉罕以前的人就是如此。
That was before Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕为他的儿女献祭。
Abraham sacrificed for his children.
你看，挪亚为他的儿女献祭。
Noah sacrificed for his family.
那么我们再看这个约伯的寿命是很长的。
We know that Job's life was very long.
啊，多大的年岁呢？
How old was he?
我们至少知道他不止140岁。
I think it's probably more than 140.
啊，因为他在受了灾难以后又活了140岁。
Because after his suffering, he lived another 140 years.
如果他在后来所蒙的福是加倍的话
，If the blessing he received after his suffering doubled the one he had before,
也包括他的年龄。
Also includes his age.
那至少280岁。
At least he lived about 280 years.
那旧约圣经什么时候的人活那么大的年岁呢？
When did the people in Old Testament time live this long?
啊，就是在摩西以前的人物。
That's before Moses was there.
摩西活了175岁。
Moses lived 175.
那么啊，以撒活了180几岁。
Isaac lived 180 some years.
那这一个啊，挪亚、约伯呢，有那个寿命的那个年数呢，似乎是与那个时代的人相似。
The life length seems to be similar to that day.
所以我们真是很有福气研究世界最古的书。
It is very fortunate to have this opportunity to study the oldest book of this world.
啊，这本书到底讨论什么问题呢？
What does this book talk about?
是讨论一个最古老的问题。
Talks about very old problems.
是人人每一个世代的人都问到的问题。
It's a question every generation will ask.
为什么义人会受苦？
Why the righteous man will suffer?
那神就借着约伯把这一个奥秘启示给我们。
Through Job, the Lord has revealed this mystery.
啊，这实在是一个奥秘。
It indeed is a mystery.
我们用很多的思想来思想，总想不通的。
We can never understand it with our own thinking.
感谢神，他借着约伯这个人，把义人为什么受苦来告诉我们。
Thank the Lord through Job that He told us the truth why the righteous.
所以我们用心读这本书，我们受苦的时候，如果是为义受苦，为罪不在内啊。
We study this book and think if we suffer for righteous, it's not including suffering.
我们就不会灰心丧胆。
Then we will not be discouraged.
我们也能够借着这本书去安慰那些为义受苦的人。
And also through this book, we can comfort those who are suffering.
我们现在来读约伯记第一章第一节。
Let's read Job chapter 1:1.
啊，练到第五节。
Through verse 5.
我们一起来练。
Let's read Job together.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。他生了7个儿女，他有7000羊、3000骆驼、500对牛、500母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中就为自大。他的儿子按着日子隔在自己家里，舍摆宴席，就打发人去请了他们的3个姐妹来，与他们一同吃喝，宴宴的日子过了。约伯打发人去叫他们自洁，他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中离弃神。约伯常常这样行。那这5节圣经是论到受苦之前约伯的为人。
This 5 verses tells us before the suffering how Job was.
虽然是很短的5节圣经介绍他，
even just short and 5 verses,
但是却把这一个人很完全的介绍出来。
And give us a very clear introduction of his purpose.
可以说他是世界上少有的完人，一个幸福的人。
A very rare person in this world. He was perfect and very fortunate.
一个幸福的人是怎么样子的呢？
What is a fortunate man?
啊，不一定都是穷人。
Not necessarily poor man.
穷人可以幸福的。
Poor man can be fortunate too.
啊，我们看见这个有钱的人也可以幸福的。
A rich man can be blessed.
那这里这个约伯他的财产非常多。
Job has a lot of wealth.
那这些财产呢，都是古早时候的人以实物来计算的。
At old time, they judge the wealth by the amount of the material.
那他有许多的牛羊仆婢和等等。
He had a lot of sheep and servants.
到底值多少钱呢？
How much is it worth?
我稍微用美金来算了一算。
I measured with the US dollar.
差不多有140万美金。
About $14.1 million.
那这个是在今天来讲也是少有的大富翁了。
Even today is a very little of
this. 那对儿女来说呢，也是非常幸福的。
Talking about children, he was fortunate too.
啊，七个儿子，三个女儿。
7 sons and 3 daughters.
我们今天觉得很累赘。
I think it's cumbersome to have so many.
那是因为我们养不起。
Because we have
sense. 嗯，没有这么地方好养。
We don't have enough space.
那现在与从前是不同。
It's different from before.
在那个时候呢，这个多儿多孙呢，不在乎的。
At that time, they have a lot of children. It's all right.
地方那么大。
But they have a lot of space.
你看，他所有的都是完全数。
All he had was a perfect number.
啊，七是个完全，三也是个完全，加起来十又是个完全。
7 is a perfect, 3 is perfect, and all together 10 is also a total complete.
儿女多，不一定全是福气。
To have more children not necessarily is a blessing.
如果大家吵架，父母头痛死了。
The children fight with each other is really a problem.
我只有一个儿子，他没有人吵架。
I only have one son, nobody fought with him.
那么这个十个孩子吵起来啊，两个两个对五对要吵架。
Ten children will fight with each other, five pairs.
所以呢，父母听起来很难过的。
So it's hard for the parents.
可是这里呢，他十个孩子都很听话。
And here, ten children, they are very obedient.
彼此相爱。
Love each other.
轮流请客。
They will take turns to invite each other.
在一起啊，真是啊，是让父母得到很大安慰的一件事。
Really give comfort to the parents.
特别是在有钱人的里面，很少有的事。
Especially it's very rare among the rich people.
多半有钱人的儿女啊，都不大乖呀。
Usually the rich people's children are.
约伯的儿女不是这样。
And not for Job's
sake. 那么约伯还有什么幸福呢？
What's the other fortune?
你看他有很好的朋友。
He had a lot of good friends.
在他什么都丧失的时候。
When he lost everything.
有三个朋友不远千里而来。
Three of his friends came from thousands of miles away.
我们常说有钱的人的朋友多数是酒肉朋友。
We say rich people, they always have a lot of friends only.
不错，约伯有很多酒肉朋友。
It is true, Job has a lot of friends.
但是他也有一些知心的朋友。
And he also has a lot of true.
这些人对待他是不见得在利害的关系上。
They treat him nice, not because of his money.
这也的确是一个有钱的人很幸福的一件事。
Indeed, this is a fortunate thing for a rich man to have.
这个人也有名誉。
He also has fame.
这里说他在东方人中就为次大。
It tells us he was the greatest man
among men. 我们用金钱可以买很多东西。
We can buy a lot of things without the money.
但是我们没有办法用金钱来买名誉。
But we cannot buy our reputation with
money. 约伯的名誉不是来金钱所买来的。
His reputation is not bought by money.
乃是他的为人所获得的。
It's his personality.
他这个人有智慧。
He was wise.
我们看见他的言论里面 显出他是个大有智慧的人。
Through his talking, we can see his wisdom.
他知道人生的哲学。
He knows the philosophy of human life.
他对于天文地理有许多丰富的知识。
He knows about things in heaven and on earth.
但是更重要的，他有为人的智慧。
And the most important, he has the wisdom.
你看见他怎么教导他的儿女。
Look at how he taught his children.
你就知道他的儿女所以能够两相爱，是与他的教导是不可分开的。
When you see how the children love each other, it's related to his teaching.
就是今天我们许多在美洲的中国父母们千万要注意效法的一些事。
This is something should be our example of the parents in the United States.
你看，当他的儿女们在那里吃喝宴乐的时候
，When the children eat and drink together，
那背后总有个老父亲在那里为他们守望，为他们祷告。
Behind the father always watch over them and pray for them.
他知道一个人在快乐的时候容易放大。
He knows that when a person is joyful and happy, they can be very easily boastful.
丰富的时候容易犯罪。
When they are rich, they can very easily sin.
所以他天天清早起来按着数目，就是说一个一个的提名为他的儿女祷告。
Every morning that he will pray for each one of his children.
他不但是盼望他的儿女行为不要犯罪。
Not only he hopes his children will have good conduct.
他说怕我的儿女们心中犯了罪。
He was afraid that in the children's heart.
所以很关心他们为人的那个实质。
So he really cared for the reality of his personality.
他不但是偶尔这么做，他也是常常这么做。
He doesn't do it just once in a while, but he does it very often.
这是一个多么有智慧的一个人。
This is a wise man.
不但这样，最宝贵的，他是有一个美好的灵性。
Not only that, he really has a very beautiful spiritual life.
甚至于神也称赞他。
Even God praised him.
说我的仆人约伯完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
He said, "My servant is upright in integrity, fear God, and turn away from evil."
这个完全是指着他的为人的生活的完美。
He said he was perfect because of his life.
这个正直是指着他处事为人的公正。
He said he was upright because how he deals with the sin.
所有这些行为都是由于对于神的敬畏所产生
的。Good deeds is because he fears God.
所以这样的一个人是神的荣耀，神所要称赞。
Such kind of man really is the glory of God. Deserves God's praise.
那么现在我们要问，为什么这样一个人要会受苦？
Then we want to ask why a man like this should suffer.
我们就知道事情是发生在天上。
We know things happen from heaven.
地上的一些事根源是在天上。
Everything happened on earth, the root is started from heaven.
这是我们大家要放在心中的一个教训。
This is a teaching we should keep in our mind.
我们看第六节。
Let's see verse 6.
有一天神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。耶和华问撒旦说，你从哪里来？撒旦回答说，我在地上走来走去，往返而来。耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。撒旦回答耶和华说，约伯敬畏神岂是无故的呢？你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉的。耶和华对撒旦说，凡他所有的都交在你手中， 只是不可伸手加害于他，于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。那这里就讲到这个约伯的受苦是由于天上辩论的结果。
From verse 6 through 12 tells us the suffering of Job is because of the result of the argument in heaven.
我们听到这里我们都很气愤。
When we read about this, we are pretty probably angry with God.
因为他挑起来辩论。
Because he was the one stirred up the argument.
他一辩论又忍不住气。
When he argued with them, he cannot control himself.
这个约伯一啊对这个魔鬼啊来控告一下。
When the Satan accused Job,
那神就受不住急降罚。
And he could not stand.
马上就把约伯交给撒旦。
He handed Job over to Satan.
那么人就倒霉。
Then the man is the one really suffered.
神跟魔鬼辩论，人是个受害者。
Because of the argument of God and Satan, then man is the one really suffered.
是不是这样？
Is it true?
我们知道，这是表面的看法。这是不是如此？
You know, this is just a superficial way. Truly, it's not like that.
我们要知道一件事。
We have to know one thing.
主耶稣讲过，在世上你们有苦难。
The Lord Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble.
为什么这个世上有苦难呢？
Why do we have trouble in this world?
因为这个世上有罪恶。
Because there is sin in this world.
罪跟苦难是不能分开的。
Sin and trouble is inseparable.
那这个苦难是从哪里来的呢？
When the trouble comes on,
圣经里告诉我们不是从神来的。
Bible told us it's not coming from sin.
那是从撒旦来的。
Came from Satan.
撒旦怎么来的呢？
How did Satan come?
你看，撒旦他因为地上有罪，还有他的权柄，所以呢，他能在世上制造苦难。
Because the sin and the trouble in this world, Satan can create trouble in this world.
今天一天世人在罪中，这个世界一天脱离不了苦难。
As long as you live in sin, you can never get away from trouble.
但是一个基督在世界上，他怎么能够避免这苦难的环境？
How can a Christian in this world avoid the troublesome life?
所以神说，你们在世上有苦难。
So God said, you will have trouble.
因为这个世界这是一个苦难的世界。
Because this world is a miserable world.
你看见虽然约伯受苦。
When you see Job was suffering.
那魔鬼啊，要神来伸手来苦害约伯。
Satan told God to stretch his hands to make Job suffer.
那神却不伸手。
But God will not stretch his hands for that.
那这个魔鬼说啊，你且伸手毁他一切所有的十一诫。
Satan said, put forth thy hand now and to crush all he has.
啊，但是这个神没有伸手。
But God didn't.
神乃是说，把这个对于约伯的这个保护暂时把它放弃。
God only take away the protection for Job temporarily.
所以你看见在约伯从前的生活里面，一直是在苦难的威胁之下。
You know, in the life of before, Job was in the threatening of the trouble.
为什么没有影响到他呢？
Why the trouble didn't really?
魔鬼啊，都知道一件事，在约伯的周围啊，有一个篱笆把他包围起来。
Even Satan knew that was a thing existed because God put a hedge around him.
那现在呢？这个是神暂时把这个篱笆撤开。
God now only temporarily put the hedge away.
那这个约伯啊，就受这个世界苦难的影响了。
That's why Job was influenced by the suffering.
那么为什么神要把这个篱笆撤开呢？
Why God want to take all the protection away?
那这是一个问题的根本。
This is the root of the question.
但是我们可以知道一件事。
But we can know one thing.
魔鬼要使约伯受苦是一个早已经有的计划。
Satan wants Job to suffer is a long existing thing.
啊，并不是在那天辩论的时候忽然之间来了这么一个攻击。
It's not just happened at the day of argument.
我们为什么说他早要想来攻击约伯呢？
why we say that Satan wanted to attack Job at the beginning?
因为他知道约伯周围有篱笆保护。
Because he knew there was hedges around Job.
你怎么知道他周围有篱笆保护？
How do you know there was hedges around Job?
因为他已经走了多少圈？
Because he has run around several times.
就是找不到破口。
He just could not find the.
就好像你的家门口有很多的警卫啊，这下想偷也偷不到。
Just like your family has a lot of guards, nobody can break in.
那你就晓得这个约伯心存诡计。
We know that Satan has this deceitful idea.
他知道在神的那个儿女之中有一个人是他要攻击的对象。
You know there was one among his children is the person he wants to attack.
这个人把他打倒了。神就要受极大的亏损。
If that man is really poor, God will be influenced.
那就是神所最值得骄傲的人。
That's the person really God takes pride of.
把他打倒，许多的儿女都跟着倒下去。
If this man falls, many other children will fall together with him.
所以魔鬼也懂得擒贼先擒王的道理。
So they can really understand if you want to capture the others, you want to capture the leader.
在Boston 教会刚创立的时候
when the Boston Church was started,
人数不是很多，已经讲过。
We didn't have many members.
但是有些弟兄姊妹很热心。
But a lot of brothers and sisters were really enthusiastic.
尤其是其中的一对夫妻啊很同心，很火热的侍奉。
There was a couple really wholeheartedly to serve the Lord.
忽然之间，没有多久啊，这个姊妹啊，生了好多的怪病啊，一样一样都来了。
And not long after, the sisters had all kinds of this funny disease.
在这个教会的工作开展的时候，她得了怪病好几个月。
At the beginning of the church, she was sick for 7 months.
这一个人生病之后啊，问题就多了。
When she was sick, a lot of problems came.
如果是一个不三不四的基督徒生病，没有问题。
If it's a wishy-washy Christian gets sick, that's no problem.
这一个基督徒一生病呢，很多人打电话给我了。
But when this Christian was sick, some people call me.
不但是不信主的，信主的也打电话来。
Not only non-Christians, also Christians.
啊，教牧师啊，什么他这么爱主，和生这么怪的病啊？
Why this person loved God so much?
神为什么让他遇到这样的事啊？
Why God want her to have this?
如果他遇到这样的事，我也不爱主了。
If this thing happened to her, it's not worth for me to love.
让你看见这个后头是不是有一个很阴险的计划在其中
？You know this is, there is a plot behind it.
那至于在这里，这个撒旦要攻击约伯。这不是一个临时有的计划，乃是早已有的诚心。
So Satan want to attack Job is not just a sudden thing, but it's a thing has planned for a long time.
那么为什么神要让约伯受苦呢？
Why God allows Job to suffer?
这就是神要有很多的恩典和真理要借着约伯显明出来。
Because God want to reveal a lot of truth and grace to Job.
我们都知道刚刚讲过世界是一个苦难的世界。
We just mentioned this world is a miserable world.
很多人不信主就是好像看不见好神的大能。
A lot of people, they cannot believe God because they cannot see the power of God.
对于这个苦难的问题啊，人不能够了解。
The problem of suffering, they cannot understand.
那么现在呢，神要用一个人让他知道苦难虽然大了，但是你要站在神一边，苦难是可以得胜的。
Through Job, God wants to tell this world, even though we have problems, that only if we stand with God, we can overcome.
神找一个什么人呢？
What type of person God?
神找一个能够站得住的人，把这个谜打破。
He chooses a person who can indeed stand up and can break all this mystery.
让许多在困苦、痛苦里头的人，那个心里的谜可以打开。
So the others who are also suffering can solve this mystery.
那么在约伯的身上有什么特点？
What's the characteristics of them?
这一个人实在 有一个单纯的信心和宝贵的信仰。
He does have a pure faith and a very precious faith.
很的确把这个人非常的认识，非常的尊重。
God really knows him and also respects him.
在魔鬼的眼睛里看起来
，In the eyes of Satan，
约伯是不值钱的一个约伯。
It's worthless in his eyes.
啊，说约伯敬畏你，岂是无辜的呢
？He said, "Does it have no reason that Job respects you?"
他因为要得你的好处嘛，他当然信你了。
Because he wants to receive your blessing, that's why he believes.
所以你没有好处呢，他信心就没有了。
You take away